So let's turn to page 76 of our Brahma Samhita, text number 39. Ramadi Murti Shukala Niyamena Tishtan Nana Vataram Akarod Bhubaneshu Kintu Krishna Swayang Samapavat Paramakpumanyo Govindam Adi Purusham Tamahang Pajami. Rama Adi, the incarnation of Lord Rama, etc. Mortishu, in different forms. Kala, Niyamena, by the order of plenary portions. Tishtan, existing. Nana, various. Avataram, incarnations. Akarot, executed. Bhuvaneshu, within the worlds. Kintu, but. Krishna, Lord Krishna, Swayam, personally. Samabhavat, appeared. Paramak, the supreme. Puman, person, yaha, who, Govindam, Govinda, Adipurusham, the original person, tam, him, aham, I, bhajami, worship. Translation, I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who manifested himself personally as Krishna, and the different avatars in the world in the forms of Rama, Nrisimha, Vamana, etc., as his subjective portions. Purport, his subjective portions as the avatars, namely Rama, etc., appear from Vaikuntha, and his own form, Krishna, manifests himself with Vraja in this world from Goloka. The underlying sense is that Krishna Chaitanya, identical with Krishna himself, also brings about his appearance, by his appearance, the direct manifestation of Godhead himself. Hare Krishna. So any comments, discussions, realizations, questions of this verse? Microphone.
What does it mean when they say subjective portion? Does it mean full portion? So I'm always confused. Like subject.
I've always taken it, and I've asked, and I've had this answered a few times. And I understand it to be subject as opposed to object. That there are Swangsha incarnations, that are actually manifestations of himself by his different limbs, which are identical to him, and then there are his Vibhinangsha, which are his separated manifestations. Vishnu or Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the subject. We're all his servants. Ekala Ishvara Krishna Ara Sabha Pritya. Right? So we're all his servants, so we're the objects of his enjoyment. He's the enjoyer, and that's what I understand by Bhaktisiddhanta always saying, and then Srila Prabhupada always repeating, subjective. Krishna is the enjoyer, and we are the enjoyed. There's different shaktis. There's the internal energy, and then there's the marginal energy, and jivas are a marginal energy. We can be covered over by the external energy. But our real nature is that we belong to Krishna as his, as you know, we're properly situated in our constitutional position when we're just completely dedicated to his service and nothing else, understanding him to be the enjoyer, the subject, and we to be the objects of his enjoyment. Or as Bhaktisiddhanta used to say, don't try to see Krishna, try to act in such a way that he will want to see you. So... Ramananda?
Just to summarize, subject to portion means the Swam's expansion.
Yes. Okay. So they're portions. Plenary means full. Plenary, like a plenum, like even in Italian still, but it's Latin, plena means full, and in Italian, like they'll say luna plena, the full moon, you know. A plenum, when you have a plenary session of Congress or something like that, it means that everyone has to be there. It's not just a quorum, but it's a plenary session that have or it's not just a committee, but it's the full Congress. So a plenary portion is, in one sense, is like an oxymoron. You know, a portion is not a plenum. But when Krishna expands himself by his portions, they're partial representations of him, as we're here understanding that Krishna manifests his full personality only in Braj, where he displays qualities that aren't displayed in the other Vishnu avatars, like specifically loving pastimes, conjugal affairs, playing a flute, wearing a peacock feather, certain, you know, special qualities of surrounded by especially beautiful, loving devotees, like the gopis, and the special mood of intimate moods of Vrindavan that aren't displayed when they are too, when the mood of awe and reverence is too separates people from being intimate enough. You know, when the devotees actually are aware of Krishna's position as God more, then their mood is more reverential, and therefore they can enter into that kind of intimacy whereby Mother Yashoda chastises Krishna out of love and feels like if she doesn't correct him from being naughty, then he'll grow up to be an immoral person or something like that. So he only displays his full qualities, special loving qualities in Braj, in Vrindavan, as Krishna. And again, when he comes in disguise, in the form of his devotee, in the mood of his devotee, to experience the internal qualities of that love and the sweetness of his own person. And this again gets back to subjective and objective. And this is the philosophy of Lord Chaitanya that, as explained by Krishnadas Kaviraj in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that the actual object of enjoyment, the devotee, the servant, the predominated aspect, actually enjoys hundreds of times more pleasure when such soul is actually properly engaged in the pure devotional service. They experience hundreds of times more pleasure than Krishna experiences in being the object of their love and worship and service. It's actually for pleasure. Eko bahu syat. The Vedic language, I think it's Vedanta or somewhere, it says that the one became many. And Srila Prabhupada explains, why did the one become many? If God is one, right? He's all existing all by himself. Why did he become many? For enjoyment. Ananda maya pyasat. You can enjoy better when there's more. The more the merrier. When there's variety. And there's, so he enjoys relationships. And because he's supremely independent and can do anything he wants, he can become many and still be one at the same time. And he enjoys these relationships with all individual different living beings, different expansions, different shaktis, different plenary expansions also, or are manifesting himself to exchange loving relationships with devotees in different moods. But in those relationships, the devotees who worship him are getting more enjoyment than he is being worshipped. And then in the mood of Krishna, he gets more enjoyment because he likes to, by yoga maya, he likes to be in a subordinate position, not being always revered with awe and reverence as Supreme Godhead, but being thought of as the child, or the friend, or the lover. And being rebuked by the beloved, you know, oh, you've been bad. I'm not going to see you today, you know, or something. So he loves those plays. So then, as Lord Chaitanya, even more so, he wants to understand what it's like for his devotee. He wants to understand his qualities that the devotee perceives by knowing him through devotional service, and he wants to experience the pleasure that his devotee experiences, and the new quality of the love, specifically the love of Radharani. So he then assumes the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and this is the, again, this is part of this original Ete Changsha Kalang Pungsang Krishna's Tu Bhagavan Swayam. Swayam means himself. So all these other incarnations are different manifestations of his portions or plenary portions or portions of plenary portions of his subjective personality. But Krishna is himself directly the Supreme Godhead, and Lord Chaitanya is himself directly also that Krishna when he adopts the mood of Radharani. Then maybe I've lost the thread of your question, Ramananda Prabhu?
No, that's the, you answered my question, Prabhuji. But I have another thing. Is there any difference between subjective portion and plenary portion? Are both refer to the same thing?
I understand it, the plenary portion is a subjective portion, yes. And
In the five logic, the Panchatattva, it says that Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself, then Advaita is expansion and incarnation.
Right.
And there is, Nityananda Prabhu is expansion and Advaita Acharya is incarnation. So there is a difference between an expansion and an incarnation.
Yeah.
So, but here, the subjective portion, just like we see from Sankarsana, the four quadruple expansion coming, those are expansion, but when it comes like Vishnu, Kirodukasa Vishnu, that becomes the incarnation.
So the Purusha avatars are incarnations. The Leela avatars are also avatars.
They're
like, so they're represented in the Panchatattva by Advaita Acharya. The Purusha avatars, Mahavishnu, Shiradakshai Vishnu, Garbhadakshai Vishnu, they're God, but in connection with, or they have some duty in connection with the manifestation of the material world, Srishti, Leela. Whereas the expansions, like Lord Balaram, are just Krishna duplicating himself to enjoy different Leela in the spiritual world. Right? And then Gadadhar Pandit is Radharani, is the internal potency. And Srivas Thakur is the head of all the devotees. He's Narada Muni, and he's the head of the jiva devotees who are not the Krishna's own internal shaktis, but who are fragmental or vibhinangsa. We were saying vibhinangsa expansions. That is, they can be separated from him if they turn their back on him.
So just I'll give it to one thing which. When Prabhupada gave initiations to one devotee in Mayapur, he generally asked questions. So before that, he asked the devotee that who is Lord Chaitanya? Then he said, Lord Chaitanya is incarnation of Krishna. Prabhupada says, wrong. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself. Then he was trying to say, no, you have written in your books many places that Lord Chaitanya is incarnation. That's what you have to understand the context. That whenever I am writing something, then it may be to explain something in different way than I might write, but in actuality, in conclusion, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna himself. Then he was trying to, and as you are taking initiation, you should be happy that I am correcting your mistakes.
Yes.
So he was telling basically in that way.
I can tell you as a lawyer that language is particularly, it's the only medium one of the only mediums we really have for communication, for normal communication. We communicate in words, but sometimes because of the constrictions of the way, one language we may be able to do something in Spanish that we can't do in English, or we can do something in Hindi or in Sanskrit that we can't do in Hindi, or something like that. So language is particularly, like even the word incarnation, is really a word that comes in English through a Western Christian conception that the Lord is all spirit, but then when he appears as Jesus, he appears in flesh, karna, right? Chili con carne. Carne means meat, or in particularly it means beef, I think, in many Latin countries, Spanish countries. One time I was in a Cuban restaurant in Miami, and I said, no como carne. And, so I ordered some tamale, and I wanted to make sure that it was vegetarian. And I said, no carne. And they said, no carne. So they brought it, and I started to eat it, and then I saw there were these little red flecks in it. And I said, ¿qué es eso? And they said, es puerco. it's pork. And because I thought carne meant meat, so I wouldn't eat any meat. But actually, you have to be careful, because a lot of times but carne means the flesh, flesh. So But the understanding of avatar, of course, is not that the spirit takes flesh, as described in Ishopanishad. His flesh is not, you know, subjected to material nature. It's not made up of the same stuff, of material energy, of the same atoms and molecules. But he has no veins. There's a description in the Ishopanishad. He has no veins. That is, he's not just a product of or under the control of material nature, but it's a manifestation of his internal atma-mayaya. Krishna says, by my own energy I appear myself. Sambhavami atma-mayaya. Sorry, Ramananda Prabhu.
Another follow-on question. So can you again please explain the difference between the original Supreme Personality of Godhead and what is meant by expansion, what is meant by incarnation? Because these are very confusing terms.
So Krishna has nothing to do. There was one, I forget who it was, some German scholar that had become a disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta or of one of his disciples somewhere in Gaudiya Math. I forget who it was. Maybe Parameshwara, know who it was. But some German scholar who became a devotee, he said that I traveled all around India and I examined the different Vedic gods and the whole pantheon of gods and goddesses. And I can see that Krishna is the supreme. How can I see that? Because everybody else has some duty to perform. You know, they have to, they're doing something in connection, they're in charge of some aspect of material nature, of creation. But Krishna's just playing. He's on vacation all the time. He's just running. Of course, he tends the cows, but even that's just fun for him. He plays with the when he's out taking the cows to pasture, he's holding on their tails and making them drag him around. And they're just kids playing. He has nothing to do. When he comes as Mahavishnu, he's dreaming and creating all the material universes out of the pores of his skin. And when he comes as Garbhadakshay Vishnu, then he's manifesting Lord Brahma and talking to Lord Brahma. It's in connection with the expansion of the material world, which is all meant for giving a place to the Vibhinangsas who have turned their back on him. So they have to have a place also. So it's this whole material creation, this infinite material creation, is a place for those who've turned his backs on him to be reformed. And then he comes as different Leela avatars. And he's in everyone's heart. And Andantarasta Paramanu Chayantarastam, he comes in every particle of creation, in every Anu, in every atom. He's there. And he's pervading everything in that way as Vishnu. We'll read about this in today's verse and purport. And he wants to reclaim everyone. And he's sending his devotees. And he's coming, Lila Avataranurito Devatirya Naradishu, it says in the second chapter of the first canto, the last verse of that chapter. He's saying he's coming in every species, among the demigods, among the humans, among the animals. He's sending the Lila avatars to come and reclaim people. And so these all have something to do with, you know, reclaiming the wayward souls who are in the material nature. The expansion, Lord Baladev and his expansions in Vaikuntha, they don't have anything to do with the material world. They belong in the spiritual world. So first he expands as Baladev. Lord Chaitanya explains this to Sanatan Goswami in detail. There's different Vishnu forms and 24 different combinations of holding club conch shell and lotus and disc. And so first he expands as Baladev, then Baladev expands as Sankarshan, and then Sankarshan expands a Chatur Vyuha, an array of four expansions of Vasudev, Sankarshan, Aniruddha, Pradyumna. When he comes as Lord Rama, then he comes as Vasudev, and with his three brothers, who are Sankarshan, Aniruddha, and Pradyumna. Lakshman is Sankarshan, like that. So then, then he expands another Sankarshan, and then another four. And you know, and then there are all these different. So there are expansions that are the avatars, which includes Sadashiva, who is also the personality of Advaita Acharya, is connected with the material creation. And although he's Vishnu is never in touch with material energy. She can't touch him. He's completely separate. Shiva is actually in touch with material energy, and by the combination of the two comes the faculty of perverted cognition, wherein material living beings can have this egotistic sense of separation from Krishna. So anyway, the Vishnu, the Purusha avatars, the Leela avatars, they are Krishna himself from beyond Golokera Premadana Harinama Sankirtan, from beyond the material creation. But they have something to do to come into and purify by their manifesting themselves, bringing the spiritual world, they purify the material world. Krishna also comes, but he comes himself with Vraja and displays, for special mercy, he displays his original pastimes as Krishna. But so there are expansions that are represented by Lord Nityananda in the Panchatattva. There are avatars represented by Advaita Acharya. And it's said that the different Vishnu Tattva Leela avatars actually make their appearance out of the Kshiradakshai Vishnu in everyone's heart. So they're coming from the Purusha avatars. But all these things are very technical. You'll find that in many sampradayas, Vaishnava sampradayas, they don't accept that Krishna is the original. They say that Vishnu, Narayan is the original. What their sampradaya acharyas are teaching, and that there's no harm in them. We don't have to become like fanatics always trying to say, no, you have to do everything exactly our way. We can explain that our acharyas are teaching actually that Krishna and Lord Chaitanya taught them. Like Lord Chaitanya went to Ranga Kshetra, and so then he talked to Gopal Bhatta Goswami's father and uncle, Venkateshwara and Venkata Bhatta and Tirumala Bhatta, and convince them that Krishna is actually supreme. That, you know, they in Ranga Kshetra they worship Narayan laying down on Anantasesha. Lord Ranganath, right? So their conception is in Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, their conception is that Lord Narayan is supreme, and that Krishna is an avatar, the eighth avatar. A lot of people say, let's sing that song. In fact, we should stop this. We move on to the class. Let's sing the Dasha Avatar Stotram of Jayadeva Goswami. But in that song, it's very popular that it actually, we hear in Brahma Samhita, there are thousands and thousands of avatars, right? Sahasrangsha, Sahasra Suhu. Thousands and thousands of avatars, thousands of individual souls, and he has thousands of eyes and thousands of heads. Sahasra Shirsha, Purushaha, Sahasraksha, Sahasrapat. Thousands of eyes, thousands of hands or feet. But in this song, there are principal Leela avatars that are glorified by Jayadeva Goswami, and it's become popular to think, oh, there's 10 avatars of Vishnu, and he only has 10 avatars, and the eighth one is Krishna. But in the song, actually, who is the eighth one? It's Baladev. Because what is the song, what is the refrain? Keshavadrita, Meena Sharira, Keshavadrita, Narahari Rupa, Keshavadrita, Buddha Sharira, Keshavadrita, Shukara Rupa. In other words, Lord Krishna, he says, oh, Lord Krishna, you have assumed the form of a boar, a lion man, a dwarf Brahmin, a Parashurama, you know, or Lord Rama, or whatever. So the version of Jayadev Goswami in the version of this famous song that everyone knows, all the people in the Bharatanatyam performances, they're always performing it and everything, but they always have this conception that, oh, these are the different incarnations of Vishnu and Krishna is the eighth one. But actually, the song is saying that Krishna is becoming all these different incarnations, including Lord Baladev, you know, Keshavadrita, Haladhara Rupa. So let's sing that song. We'll sing it all together, okay? It's in the songbook.